M-R-I-S. It's where the stars live.
My hands up to the stars.
It's good.
What's good, y'all? I'm Post Malone.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, Lil Nas X.
My hands up to the stars.
This is Dua Lipa.
This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, everybody. I'm with the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, it's Camila Cabello, and you're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
My hands up.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
You guys are my heroes.
I love you guys. You guys just make everything so much better in Dubai in the morning.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. Good morning. Just gone 6:01. Good morning, Pretty Molly. She's back in studio.
I am back in studio. Good morning.
So good to have you back in studio. Nearly 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Nearly 2 weeks. And yes, Rossi Everton winners. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I stayed up late. Got to bed at 2:30 last night, but I'm still here.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, stayed up late, watched it, and then spent the rest of the night on Twitter. I did have a tactical sleep, though, before the match started at 10:45.
Yeah, but still, that technical sleep doesn't matter. You are going to be... What are you doing after the show?
Gym.
After the show?
Oh, don't. No, I'm just going to the gym, then I'm picking up the kids at school, then I'm going to take them to the Atlantis, the park for 3 hours, I'm going to go to a dog park for 2 hours, and then I'm going to go host a quiz.
Staycation this weekend.
What?
Another one.
Yeah, of course.
You're loaded. You must be just so...
No, not the JA.
Where are you going? What freebie have you got this weekend?
Le Meridien Alaka Beach.
Oh, that's a great hotel.
That
is that where you're going to be spending it with the family?
Is it nice there?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Never been? Have you been?
Yes, yeah, so
I've never been either.
No, I've been there several times. It's beautiful.
Ajman?
It's Fajero way, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I have been there, I think. I think I have.
It's really nice.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
I hope it's colder in the mountains.
Drive safely, Rossi. Drive safely, okay?
Thank you, mate.
May 20th, it's a Friday. We've got a weekend upon us, which is fantastic. We have a pop quiz coming up as well. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. I know you want that money. So we'll get that in your cold, in your little pocket that you have right now. Look at your little pocket look at your trousers. Some of you are wearing dresses like, I don't have any pockets, Chris. Just think about where you're going to shove that 10,000 dirhams cash, because we're going to give it to you. All right, we will. Pretty Malik back in studio. I want to talk about your 2 weeks at home.
Okay.
Obviously, Everton, yes, will make a big focus of it. The relegation.
Yeah.
They are not being relegated. Thankfully, they're not getting relegated. I would like a little update on my scooter at the same time, if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah, because it intertwines quite nicely.
And listen, she's the first Egyptian woman to climb Mount Everest. She's a good friend of the show. Manal Rostam's going to be joining us. Is she in studio or on the phone? What do we got?
She's in Nepal at the moment.
Oh, she's still there, is she? In Nepal. Okay, we'll get her on. We'll get her on, though. Let's see how it feels. Imagine climbing Mount Everest. Like, she didn't just do the base camp thing. Like, she went all the way to the top, you know, where people have died trying to do this thing.
It's insane.
So it is
Summit.
Pretty crazy, huh? We'll talk to her. Can I say, callers, anyone up right now? Who wants to be our first caller? I want to bring that back right now.
Yeah.
First caller of the morning, where are you? What are you doing? Come on, let's get you on the show. We told you what we're doing. What are you doing? 04-871-5544. 04-871-5544. Nala's in studio. Number two, ready to get you on the show right now. My apologies in advance because I'm still chewing my gum.
Please throw it away.
It's good tasting gum. You know gum you put in your mouth after 3 seconds, though, the flavor goes. Where does it go? It goes. Salman, how you doing, Salman?
I'm doing very good.
What's happening in your life?
Well, I just got back from London this week. Rossi, you got a kick out of that.
Yeah, Rossi got a kick out of that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. How was London?
Oh, it was amazing, I swear. I went to go see a few universities, even though I'm in 10th grade.
No, nothing wrong with planning ahead. Nothing wrong with that.
Salman, you know, I think me and Chris... We might be in London at the same time.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going now.
What?
Huh.
Yeah.
Weren't you supposed to go for a thing? Didn't you have an event?
Family thing.
No.
Oh, it was just like that.
I was just going to go to London for the holidays, but I think we're changing it. I'll tell you later. This only came up like last night. London's my wife, Brianna, has never been to London. Never been to England. She's been to Europe, but never been to England. It's beautiful, right? Someone walking the streets of London. Especially if you come from like a city like Dubai. It's so old school London, right?
Right, and I my favorite place. I love West End. I'm a huge theater fan. You know that.
Yeah.
We're gonna go and see The Lion King as well when we're there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can you really feel it though?
I can feel the love tonight. Yeah.
what colleges did you look at?
I looked at Oxford. I looked at Imperial College, Southampton, University of Sussex, Bournemouth University.
Some big names there.
More.
Who's paying for that? That's some big money right there.
We never know.
He's clever enough to get a scholarship, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. I feel like someone's already saved up, like, you know, 200,000 dirhams over the last 14
doing
years.
Doing what?
I don't know. At the age of 7, he was making something and selling it. That's what he was doing. Our very own Salman. How old are you again?
I'm 15. Oh, yeah. And Chris, remember that bet that you made with Rossi about Everton?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're going to get ready to ride that scooter.
Yeah. Salman.
I know.
Salman, you legend.
Yeah, I know. I told Rossi that if Everton don't get relegated, if they don't get relegated, I'll come on a little scooter ride with him and his scooter boys. And it looks like, yeah, Everton is not going to be relegated after yesterday's win. So, yes, I'm a man of my word. I will be getting on a scooter at some stage and riding around with these boys. Can't wait.
Yeah, I think we'll go to the Dubai Autodrome.
I'm not doing it in the Dubai Autodrome.
Well, we will, because you can't do it on the roads.
Yes, I can. I've got a license.
No,
okay, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it on the Dubai Autodrome now. I'm not going on a track day and like it's going to be this huge event.
You are.
I'm just going to go around the block.
We got a video team and everything. Yeah. You can be the leader, the line leader.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you are.
We'll talk about that off the show.
No, we are.
Salman, have a great day, man. Have a great weekend, okay? Good luck with the colleges.
See ya.
All right, mate.
Bye, Salman.
Cool kid. Sonia, hi.
Hello, Chris. Hi, Pretty. Hi, Rossi.
Hi,
good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
It tells me here you're feeding the stray cats of the country.
Oh.
I am. I've left everybody in bed, Chris, and I'm driven from the Springs down to Jumeirah near where my parents used to live when I grew up, and I'm still feeding them, like, in these couple of locations, Alkaz and Jumeirah. I know. So I needed to feed them before I go. We're going away this weekend for my son's 12th birthday. We're going to Hatta, to JA, actually. So just... Have you guys ever been yet? Since I mentioned it last time to you, that it's the most amazing little place. It's like a little hidden gem, you know.
It is
great.
It's like old style, isn't it? Well, it's not a bit of a renovation.
No, hold on.
It is. They've had a renovation. Yeah, it is.
It's the JA Hatta.
Yeah, Hatta.
Yeah, Hatta.
You've been
Falls
to that
hotel.
One?
Yeah, of course I have.
He's been to every hotel.
Rossi's been to every brunch and every hotel in the country.
Don't you think, Chris, they'd love it, wouldn't they? They'd really love the Hatta Fort Hotel, I think.
Sonia, you've been there.
Yeah. I've been there lots of times, since 1980, actually, when it opened up.
So you've grown up here in the UAE, yet your accent is like you just got off out of England.
Do you know what, Chris? I haven't been to England. The kids and I are going finally for the summer at the end of June, and we haven't been home for 3 years. And I'm taking them out of school like about 9 days early, just so I can save like 8,500 dirhams.
Yeah.
I know, the flights, right? They're so different.
Seriously.
Like, from that first weekend when schools are out to like 2 weeks after or a week before, right?
Such a difference.
Yeah, it's that week, that whole week that the school finishes, that whole week. Yeah. The three of us would have caught, for me and the kids, and they're only nine and 12 now.
Yeah.
But Sebi's now classed as a teenager, even though he's only 12. So his flight has gone up by 1,000 dirhams.
Oh my gosh. Well, they probably learn more on holiday. You do know that, right?
They do, I haven't seen my nan and granddad, their great grandparents, they haven't seen, and my mum and dad, and for three years we haven't left this country. We've just done staycations with, like you, Rossi, like you at Palm Tree Court at Jebel Ali and stuff like that. So
you're not much of a talker, are you, Sonia?
I like you, Sonia. I love your energy.
She's the best.
Sorry, Chris, I'm taking over the show.
Oh, anytime. You're amazing. I love that. You're up early feeding the stray cats as well. What a better human than Sonia is, right? Like,
love
honestly.
Honestly,
good on you. Have a great morning. Have a great weekend as well.
Have a great day, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you for having me on.
Bye, Sonia.
Look at that.
So lovely.
Waking up early to feed stray cats. You couldn't get me doing that, I tell you. Straight out. I want my sleep. Hello, Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fate Show. We're live across the UAE. Good morning.
Oh, I miss missed being in the
What
studio.
A thing to say. I said, I didn't get very good views on my last post.
And on then, Instagram.
And then Chris said, that was an absolutely rubbish video.
I said it was horrible. I said I did like it, but your last post on the last post that Rossi put up on Instagram,
oh, I didn't see it yet. Wait.
Was absolutely
Why was it horrible?
Horrible. It's just, first of all, it was a trend about a year ago. Secondly, you didn't do the trend well. It just was all up, just not great. And Rossi's wondering why.
What is the trend?
It's, you know when you pretend to be a fighter?
And oh, that like, was like 2020.
Yeah, just watch this video. Be for real, react
okay,
for real.
Okay, wait. Let hold me on. Just watch.
This
it
is
properly.
Rossi's last hold Instagram
post. It's a giveaway
post.
Video,
guys.
Though.
Hold on.
Sweet.
That's funny. That's it.
Oh.
Well, what are you no,
it was
do a
great.
Dance
it,
for
it,
us,
it, was, it was great. It was.
Yeah,
it
I will dance for you.
It was great, Ross. It Thanks. Was great. Anything you do is good, and I do like it. Gossip check. We're gonna do that next, right?
So many babies in the last 24 hours.
Riri had it. Rihanna had it.
Did you see who else?
Whoever had a baby at the same time of Rihanna, I feel sorry for, because Rihanna's gonna get the headline.
You won't.
Who you was won't it?
Feel, it's someone very big, massive,
bigger than Rihanna's
same
baby.
Level. Same level
as yeah. Rihanna's.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it, though. I mean, it hasn't popped up.
Have you checked Instagram?
I was on it early this morning. All right, we'll find out next. Hang out with us. Good morning.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Okay, what have you got? Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
Should we talk about Rihanna's baby?
Yeah, okay. So Rihanna had the baby. Tell me, go.
Okay, so Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have welcomed a baby boy, reportedly, mm-hmm. on May 13th in LA. The news is yet to be confirmed by Rihanna or ASAP Rocky themselves.
Okay.
But a lot of celebrities have already started wishing Rihanna. The baby's there. The date may be different, but we know a baby has
arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
You know who else had a baby?
Who?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, wow.
See, that's
really?
Massive.
Ed
that's
Sheeran
massive.
Had a baby.
Yeah, so surprise. We didn't even know his wife, Cherry Seaborn, was expecting baby number two. He just posted on Instagram that they have welcomed their second child, a baby girl. He wrote, like, want that. To let you all know we've had another beautiful baby girl. We are both so in love with her and over the moon to be a family of four. The newborn joins big sis Lyra, who was born August 2020.
I like that he's... you know, he's pretty, he's able to hide certain things and keep things personal like
very
that.
Very much.
And I think that's pretty cool. I like that about him as well, mm-hmm. you know?
So congratulations to Rihanna and Ed Sheeran. Now, Netflix is reportedly set to release a docu-series on the life of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Mm. Sources say it's going to be like an at-home type series, not confirmed by them yet, but that would be interesting. They do have a deal with Netflix, so it kind of makes sense that they would do something like that.
Okay.
And finally, one of our favorite guys, Trevor Noah, is single. So apparently he and Minka Kelly have reportedly broken up
were
after
they married?
Nearly 2 years. No, they were just together. 2 years together. Apparently it's been a while since they've broken up. But if you're interested, Trevor Noah is single. Minka Kelly is single.
Hey, that's a catch.
Trevor Noah
is a catch, isn't he?
Yeah. Hey. I love him. I love him so much. Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
I spent that time with him on stage for nearly an hour. Mm-hmm. To the top of guy, Trevor Noah is never met the guy in my life. Did a one-on-one interview with him in Sharjah for the book fair.
Yeah.
Was on stage with him for about an hour, interviewing him back and forth. Just he was so great. And then afterwards, he put up on his Instagram, did not have to do this, but just had a great time doing, you know, UAE, love Sharjah, etc. Just a big shout out to Chris Faith for what a great host.
Yeah.
And tagged me.
So nice.
Did not need to do that. I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, when celebs of that level do certain things like that, that just makes me feel like there's hope in the celebrity life.
I get
you. Know what I mean? There's nice people there.
There is,
You know, that made me so happy when I woke up that next morning.
Must be amazing, though.
It is. Well, there we go. Rihanna, congratulations. Ed Sheeran, congratulations. Maybe Trevor Noah, congratulations as well. thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home price.
Are you all good, pretty?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Oh, hold on a minute.
I've
been used to you not being here in the studio for 2 weeks, that there is a different button that I press to get your microphone on at home than in the studio. So now I'm back to putting you on in the studio.
I'm here.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you?
How was it waking up, having to come? You know, when you work from home, and a lot of us had to do that, that routine was pretty pleasant. You know, it was a little different. You could take things a little bit easier when you're working from home. You're not in a rush to get in the car to go drive and sit in traffic. For you, was it different this morning, having to get back up, get in the car, shower, do the things?
No, it felt the same.
It was okay.
I think just because we wake up so early, that's just the same.
I think, like, you know, after Ramadan, we were starting at 7 o'clock. The transition back to, you know, 6 a.m. hasn't been that hard this time.
Well, that's for us, yeah. We were starting the show at 7.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're starting the show back at the usual times at 6 o'clock. It's just gone 6:29. That sleep ain't, it's hard. It's hard,
I miss it. Yeah, I mean, waking up, coming in for the 7 o'clock was nice. You got to drive in when it's nice and sunny outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
But we'll get there. But listen, welcome back. Pretty good to have you
in
the studio. I'm glad. And Jeff's obviously negative and you're negative.
All good. Isolation is done. Okay. Finally, he's a free man.
So what is the actual rule, though, now? So, like, if you were to get COVID, like, what happens here?
Okay, so the rule is you obviously do your 10-day isolation, depending on your symptoms, right?
But if you're, no, I'm saying not you get it. If someone gets it, like, if,
and you're a first contact.
Yeah, if Brianna was to get COVID now, do I have to stay at home?
So you would, you don't have to technically isolate if you don't have symptoms, but you do have to take a test on day 1 and day 7.
But I can go roaming the country.
Yeah, I didn't do that just because I feel like I'm in a COVID household, right? Okay. So I really didn't go out into like stores and things like that. I didn't really.
Oh, so technically you could have come into work every day.
No, because the work policy is you must take at least 7 days away.
Our work policy.
Yes, yes.
So if Brianna was to get it now,
7 days you got to be at home.
Touch wood.
Minimum 7 days.
I have to stay at home for 7 days.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. I tested her yesterday because she was, you know, she's come out of surgery, obviously.
Yeah.
And I told her you don't have COVID. Her throat was, her throat's hurting her. But I'm explaining to her the throat's hurting because of
the tubes
that they throw down in your throat when they put you to sleep for an operation. And anyway, we tested her and she was negative. So now she's just healing there.
Oh, how is she feeling? Better?
Better. Still, you know, it's just a process coming out of surgery. Human body's weird, though.
Just kind of heals?
Yeah, just what we put, like, you know, surgery. Like, you go in there, you get cut up, they do things to you, and then you just heal after a few days.
I always, like, with the surgery things, I always think about the guinea pig at the start. Like, someone must have done it, had it tested on, you know what I mean?
I know you've done your back. What else have you done? What surgery have you done? You've done your lower back?
When I was younger, I had a cross eye.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did they do surgery on your eye?
Yeah, when I was 5.
That's great. I never knew that.
So
one.
I remember.
Have you got photos of it? I want to see your photos before that.
Well, they're at home, but yeah, I used to wear glasses and then it would rectify itself, I think.
Yeah, that's a common thing, having an eye that goes sort of one way, and you can do surgery now to bring it back.
Yeah, so I had a cross eye, so my mum made me, I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
She gave me an operation when I was 5, and I remember sliding down into the operating theatre, and I was...
Sliding down?
They had a slippery dip, a slide.
Yeah, yeah. And they put you on it, and you, like, slide down into this operating theatre. It was amazing.
He's never gone on a slide again, guys. Trauma. We've got a few of you sending us WhatsApps. By the way, you can always do that at 048715544. Robin says, hey, Chris and Pretty. No reference to Rossi. I love it.
Right.
Can you give my husband and I, George and Robin, a shout out? We're currently en route to Muscat for my dad's, who's a former radio presenter in Muscat, 60th birthday tonight.
Love
happy
that.
Birthday, Dad. Love your show. Thanks for brightening up our mornings. If you could wish Dad a happy 60th right now. His name's Adam. Adam Cole, what up, legend?
Happy 60th, Adam.
It's my dad's 73rd birthday today. You guys share the same birthday, which is good people are born today, Adam. So happy birthday, mate. Hope all is well and have a beautiful drive to Muscat.
And happy birthday to George. He's looking great for 73.
Touch wood. That's my daddy. Touch wood. Everyone touch wood.
Love you, Georgie.
Okay.
Although you have been a bit on Chris's side lately, but we won't talk about that.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So Pretty and Nala were just talking like high school girls about 10 minutes ago off the radio. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then they brought it up, and I said, you know what? Bring it up on the show. Let's see if anyone's relating to this. Go ahead. Do it like you were doing it in the house. For real, though. Don't just be like all like normal now.
The show that we're talking about is This Is Us, by the way.
Yep.
I finally caught up on the episodes because I was a bit behind. You can watch it on OSN streaming here. This Is Us is that show, remember, Chris, where I cry at every episode?
You cry nonstop. That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And the series is ending, and the final episode ever is going to air on May 24th.
Oh, we got to wait till May 24th because
it's
watch
only
this.
Next week. It's only next week.
Did I get COVID?
They've already addressed COVID.
They addressed COVID
in the show.
Hold on.
This is one of the rare.
Are you in on this show?
Yeah, Rossi watches it.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of the rare shows that they filmed during COVID.
Correct.
Did you cry?
I have A couple of times, yeah.
You cried during the show.
I'm telling you. Okay, so if you've never seen This Is Us, if you've watched it, please join in and tell Chris how amazing the show is. 04-871-5544. But it's a show about nothing. It's a show about a family.
Please don't say that, because that's Seinfeld's fame.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's a show about nothing.
Okay. Please don't ever reference This Is Us to a show like Seinfeld, because that is the show about nothing.
Okay, so this show is just about a family, and it's just about family dynamics.
Okay.
There's no, like, massive story arc or anything like that. It's just following a family through their years, from their younger years until they're older, and they go back and forth in time, and it's finally coming to an end, and the tears are just, like, I was bawling as if I got hurt. Or if I've actually lost someone in my life. Like, it was bad.
Okay. What were you crying about?
Like, I don't want to say in case anyone's not caught up.
People die, obviously.
Well, yeah, because Jack was... What a dad Jack was.
Did you just swear on the...
No, no, we know that.
You know that since episode one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nala, you love this show?
I was waiting for Pretty to reach, because I wanted her to see that episode, the one that just aired.
Oh.
Because I was crying so hysterically to the point where my dad had to rush in to my bedroom. Like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? And I'm like, it was so.
It's that bad.
Someone's just called through here. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning.
Are you a fan of This Is Us?
No, just wants to do the pop quiz, I think.
Hello, are you there?
Oh, no.
I've lost her.
All right.
Well, because,
hello?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Mira.
Can you get me off loudspeaker? Darling, could you just put the phone to your ear? If you guys ever call the radio station, don't have us on loudspeaker.
Please.
It's just so difficult to hear you guys, and then we have our bosses tell us.
Yeah.
Can you not get people that you can't even understand on the radio, please?
We get in trouble.
Really, it's just, you know, it's a waste of time. Set up the callers.
Yeah.
So Nala's actually on the show with us right now, so she can't set up the callers.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we can answer them like this if you want.
Let me just find out. Hold on, Rossi. No, hold on.
Virgin Hello, Radio, yeah. Just hold the line. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. What's your name?
Yeah. Mira.
Mira. Now, do you watch This Is Us?
No, I can't. You can't. I cannot explain to you how much I'm addicted to this.
Yeah.
Like, when there is no episode, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, like, you're not crying because you're sad as well, right?
Yes, 100%.
You feel emotions that, like, you never expected there to be, like, some episodes are supposed to be sad.
Yeah.
You're actually feeling a lot of mix of emotions. Oh, my God.
It's a roller coaster, Mira. And when you're watching the show and something's happening on screen, you start relating it to your life, don't you?
Yes, yes. And then I have to tell you one thing. So I cannot watch the show with any one of my family awake. Like, my husband needs to be asleep. My kids need to be asleep. The milk can be sound. I love it.
Where are you guys watching this? What's
OSN
it on?
OSN streaming.
OSN's got it, huh?
Yeah.
OSN Plus.
Yeah, OSN Plus, the streaming.
Okay, so there it is. It's called This Is Us. How many seasons?
Six seasons, and they're ending it next week. So
Will I like it? You guys know me. Would I like it?
Every person will like it because it's family.
Is there action?
No. It's family.
It's just about a family.
Yeah. No.
But it's very, like, you will somehow relate
100%
somehow to whatever's happening on screen to one family member. You will always find a relation. And I think it makes you appreciate, like, your parents, your grandparents, your family. Like, it just makes you appreciate having your family.
All right. Well, a lot of people calling right now, obviously, into the show as well. It's called This Is Us. There it is.
So good. I want to cry again.
Are you going to watch it then, Kristen?
No.
Come on.
You'll love it, honestly.
I realize that the older I get, I just watch sports. There's nothing else I want to watch. Just sports.
You're boring.
It's fun to be around.
Yeah, just sports. Go sports.
Visit rackbank.ae/firefly. Conditions apply.
Hope.
Here we go.
I know you want it. I'm sitting here. There ain't no fear. Cash is coming right next to you. I'm gonna take the phones. I'm out of control because Alex on the phone to take it wrong. Whoa. Hello, Alex.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, bro. Are you ready to win?
I am.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from England, London.
England. Did you see Everton?
I did.
How did that make you feel?
I'm neutral, but it's good to see. They're not a championship side, are they?
No,
we're a big team.
I said to Ross, you guys are happy that you're not the worst team in the competition. Like, that's what you're celebrating, right?
It's an accolade from the Stay Up, what they've been through this year. They've done well.
Yeah.
Well,
who do you follow?
Everything against us, anyway.
Small team. QPR back home. Queen's Park Rangers.
Proper fan you are. He's
Queen's Park Rangers. Is that in the main league?
He's not a glory hunter.
No, not quite.
So you're not in the main league. So you are where Everton could have been.
We were where they could have been, yeah.
Were you once in the main league?
Yeah, we're one of those. We go up, we go down, we go up, we go down.
Uh-huh. No, good team, actually, QPR. They are a good team. Well, how's your pop quiz knowledge?
Not too bad, I hope. I seem to do well when I'm not on the phone, so we'll see how we go.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Alex. Well, I got 10 questions, 60 seconds. You know the deal. Rack Bank, want to give 10,000 dirhams cash. Shout out to the guys at Rack Bank for putting the cash forward every single morning. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Yep.
Here we go. Alex, ready to play. 60 seconds on the clock. Your 10,000 dirhams on the line. Your time starts right now. What rapper released the songs Highest in the Room and Sicko Mode?
Travis Scott.
Finish the department store. Marks and?
Spencer.
Magic Johnson played what sport?
Basketball.
How many Independence Day movies has Jeff Goldblum starred in?
Two.
Who sings the song Go Crazy and Loyal?
Lord.
Finish the song title. I Hate You, I
Love You.
What UFC fighter was the highest paid sportsman of 2021 according to Forbes?
Conor McGregor.
Luke Hemmings is the lead singer of which Australian band?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Tom Hiddleston played which character in Thor?
Loki.
Name the online shopping website that is named after the world's largest river.
Amazon.
Who sings the song Go Crazy and Loyal?
Cardi B.
No.
Oh, you were so good.
Mate, you did very well, though. 800 dirhams cash. Yours. Well done.
Smashed it.
Go Crazy Loyal is Chris Brown. Chris Brown. Yeah. And Luke Hemmings, it's 5 seconds of summer. I think you meant to say that, but you said 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
It was a number in the band, but you just got the wrong number.
My bad.
No, mate, you did very well. 800 dirhams cash, Richard, for the weekend. Congratulations, okay?
Wicked. Thank you, guys.
All right, brother. You take care. Have a great weekend. There it is. The Pop Quiz returns Monday morning, 7:10, right here on Virgin Radio. Anita.
Isn't it Ibina?
Yeah, that's right. I get in trouble. Ibina. I'm gonna mix this in.
Okay.
It's Virgin Radio, ready? Shout out to all the just Uber drivers, Kareem drivers, taxi drivers right now. You guys get, like, you're so reliable. So we've got my driver is not feeling too well, so I've told him just to take the day off today.
Right.
But I still got to get the kids to school, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just booked an Uber.
Yeah.
Right, just to get the kids and the nanny to school and back, and just happens. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, this would be fairly difficult to do back home in Australia. It wouldn't be so easy just to be able to do something like this.
To get the availability, you mean?
Yeah, this time of the morning, it'd be fairly difficult because, you know, Uber drivers are sort of different. It's like individual sort of businesses just running. Yeah,
it's like, whenever I've tried to order an Uber back home, it's like literally half an hour away from you, miles
it's
away.
You're right. And like, it just doesn't come as well. And it's all over the place. With this, literally just got on, booked it. It's at home within 3 minutes. It's just unbelievable how it out. But yeah, shout out to all the sort of taxi drivers and all the drivers, man. You guys just get this country rolling. We appreciate you. I just want to say that is a little bit of appreciation. I'll talk on behalf of everyone that we appreciate what you do. We truly do. Especially the ones that have the extra phone charging units.
Yes!
So we can always charge our phones wherever we're going. I love that.
Yes!
And especially the ones that have the cords that have every single device chargeable.
Yes.
It's like iPhone, Android, you name it. I've got it. Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Love that.
And the ones got the Kleenex in the back, the tissue box.
Yes.
Sitting on the back. You know you need the tissue box in there.
Mm-hmm. There's always a good tissue box.
Right there. All right. Hang out with us. 7:15. Rihanna had the baby, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty's got all the details next.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Pretty?
Let's start off with some awesome baby news. Congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Rihanna reportedly gave birth to a baby boy on May 13th in L.A. The news is yet to be confirmed by the couple themselves, but Riri's a mama. She's a mommy. Also, surprise, we didn't know this, but Ed Sheeran's wife, Cherry Seaborn, was also pregnant. They've welcomed a baby girl. This makes them a family of four. He shared the news on Instagram himself. Super cute. So congratulations
Ed Sheeran and Rihanna both deserve to be happy. Well done.
Dua Lipa, she is set to make her acting debut alongside Henry Cavill, Samuel L. Jackson, John Cena, and more in Argyle. This is going to debut on Apple TV+. We knew that. We've seen the teaser. But now she's just booked her next acting role. It will be in the Barbie movie.
Oh my, she's in the Barbie movie, Dua Lipa.
So Margot Robbie's playing Barbie, Ryan Gosling's playing Ken, and apparently she's booked a major role as another Barbie.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Apart from Barbie and Ken, what are the other characters?
We have no idea about the storyline, how it's going to be at all. All we know is that Dua Lipa has reportedly booked a major role in the film. So that's pretty cool.
All right.
And finally, the kid Leroy is teaming up with McDonald's for a release. You remember how BTS had their release? They had the nuggets, right, with the sauce?
Yeah.
So the kid Leroy is doing this specifically for Australia, but I think it's going to be distributed worldwide as well. But he's gone with a very controversial decision.
What?
He wants no pickles on his cheeseburger.
So my girls take the pickles off. I love the pickles in McDonald's.
They're amazing.
What do they do to their pickles, McDonald's? Because it's hard to find pickles that taste like that. Yeah, gherkins. Yeah.
They're so good. Okay, so this is the meal. It's going to be a cheeseburger, no pickles, medium fries, medium frozen Coke, 6 chicken
McNuggets.
Hold
on, just hold on.
Oh, you want to go through it. Okay.
Slow down. I want to see what you're going to get. A cheeseburger, no pickles.
Medium fries.
Yeah.
Medium frozen Coke.
Love a frozen Coke.
Never had one.
Slurpee. It's like a Slurpee, like a frozen Coke.
Never had one.
Wow.
Go away.
Never had a frozen Coke.
From
McDonald's.
From anywhere. Yeah. You've never had a Slurpee.
I've had a Slurpee.
You've had a frozen Coke before.
Never.
Okay, go, yeah.
Okay, frozen Coke, and then 6 chicken McNuggets with barbecue sauce.
That's a meal. I'm down for that. That's a good meal. Listen, I'd substitute barbecue. I'm a sweet and sour type of guy with McDonald's.
Really?
I love a sweet and sour sauce, because you dip the chips into
barbecue
that sweet
sauce.
Are you a barbecue sauce?
Yeah, barbecue. Yeah.
Okay, quick poll. McDonald's sauce, what are you going for? 04-871-5544. Is it sweet? What do you got? Sweet and sour barbecue.
There's a curry one, isn't there?
Is there? I've never had the curry one here.
Can I give you a tip? You know what you should always do is ask for a Big Mac sauce on the side.
Oh, the Big Mac sauce. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you get the secret sauce on the side. Yeah.
You get the sauce on the side.
Oh, my gosh.
Because obviously I don't eat Big Macs, right?
Wow.
But I can have the sauce.
It's so true.
That is a game changer.
Yes.
That's pretty true. Donna, what sauce at McDonald's, Donna?
Yeah, my son loves the barbecue sauce.
Yep, barbecue.
Yeah. Barbecue, all right. Dumage, what have you got?
My favorite sauce is the sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, like there's my boy right there, like me, sweet and sour. I think it's going to be a split. Adam, what's yours, man? Adam?
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue as well. Barbecue is up there, is it?
Yeah.
Hi, Nikki, is it?
Hello.
Hi, what are you choosing? What sauce from McDonald's?
Biryani. Siriani, not biryani.
What's Siriani sauce?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, your name is Siriani.
Oh, your name's Siriani. Okay, all right. I thought there was some undercover Siriani sauce. I'm going to start asking for that. Shanti, what sauce from McDonald's?
Sweet chili sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Candace, are you the same? Which one are you doing?
Sweet and sour sauce.
Sweet and sour. Okay, yeah, fair enough. All right. Sharif, what sauce?
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour.
Pretty much split. I like all the sauces. I like order extras of everything.
I could do it now.
Garlic mayo. Should I order some?
I'm surprised McDonald's aren't selling the sweet and sour sauce on its own.
They give it, you don't need to.
But like in a big bottle.
Oh, like bottle it.
Like I'd bottle that. Like, I would go through drive-thru, can I get a bottle of sweet and sour that you take home, put in the fridge, and then you're just using it on everything.
What a strange man you are.
What do you mean? Nando's do it. They bottle up their sauces and all that.
You drive through the drive-thru just to get a bottle of sauce.
No, as you're ordering your thing, they have them on the counters there, and you're like, you know what?
For whatever it is, $11, 11 okay, dirham, you get it.
Granted, you do that. What are you going to use it for at home? Because the everything. Joy of the sauce.
Fries, chicken. I'd have chicken. I'd have it on my steak. That sweet and sour sauce on the steak.
Well, no. Maybe you wouldn't go back to McDonald's if they
no,
did that.
No, you would. You would. Anyway, Kid Leroy, is this a global thing? Is this so American or Australian?
It's, so it's Australia. I know the US as well, okay. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be launched worldwide.
All right, we're loving it. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's like a great commercial from McDonald's right then, right? That's the, yep. Man, tell me you're not like craving Macca's right now. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I went to McDonald's the other day. I asked for a quarter pounder with extra cheese. Yeah. Went through drive-thru. The guy was like,
so you know it's already got two slices of cheese on the quarter pounder. I said, yep, double it up.
Yeah.
He says, okay, we'll put three. So you have three. No, double it up. He's like, four? I said, four.
That's right. If you're going to do
a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. I wanted a double. I wanted a quarter pounder, but I wanted four. It was a cheat meal for me. I just wanted it all out. So I had a quarter pounder with four pieces of cheese on it.
Pickles, too?
Everything. It was just like.
If you're going to go in, go all in.
And you know when you go drive through, and you put the package on the seat.
Yeah.
And then you tell yourself, don't eat it now. Just wait till you get home and enjoy it. That's what I do. And they'll be like, oh, I'll just have some chips. If you put your hand in, you start having one chip. And then you just can't stop. I did the whole large fries before I got home. It was a 4-minute journey.
Can't remember the last time I ate a McDonald's at home.
Oh, you mean you didn't make it home?
I can never make it. It's always just in the car.
Fries are just the best.
It is unusual, though, having McDonald's and you put it on a plate. Like you go home and you get a glass plate and put the burger and the fries on it.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. It's so different.
Nah.
Have you ever tried to do that thing where they make a Big Mac? You replicate
it
and
you
make it yourself.
It's absolutely impossible.
It's the sauce, isn't
it? It's something about, I don't know what they're doing in there, but
yeah.
I was out the back once working there in Australia.
Oh, were you?
They did this thing I thought was really cool. I think they should implement it here. If the guys from McDonald's are listening.
Mm.
It was called McHappy Day, right?
Yeah.
And what they did was one day of the year, a bunch of celebrities in Australia, be it radio, TV, whatever it was, you would go work in a McDonald's for 5 hours.
Well, how did you get in? You were a celebrity then.
Mate, I was on the radio back there, okay, mate? All right. So I went and did the local McDonald's in Western Sydney.
Yeah.
And I worked there for 5 hours.
That's cool.
And so I got on to my radio show and told everyone, hey, I'm going to be at this McDonald's between this time. Come down. Not all orders, but most orders, a huge percentage, went to the McDonald's Cancer House.
Amazing.
For the kids.
The Ronald McDonald's house.
Yeah. For children.
Great things, yeah.
And so they did that once a year. I think it's called McHappy Day, and you would do it. I think we should try to do that here.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Right? Where, like, you know, a bunch of different influencers or celebs across the country, we all go to a McDonald's and we serve. And so I was making burgers and making the thick shakes and doing all that for the
I would have loved to have gone there that day.
Oh, mate. I said to them, can I make my own burger? Just like, can I have a bit of fun? And they said to me, sure. And I made myself like, I just put everything that I ever wanted on a burger.
What did you put?
Like two patties. I put chicken nuggets, about 17 slices of cheese, pickles. I did sweet and sour sauce. I put the bun. I smashed it. But yeah, wouldn't that be cool? We do that one day.
Yeah.
McDonald's, maybe get that going. Maybe, you know. Us three will do it.
Yeah,
us three.
100%.
Us three would go out there for a day.
I would love to work the drive-through.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear your drive-through voice. Hold on a second. Go here. So I've just driven up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get you?
Wow, that was good.
And then you give your order.
Could I please get two McHappy Meals? Thank you. One with juice. And could I get two Big Macs? Give me a quarter pounder. I'd like three soft serves. Can I get one with the flake in it?
Okay.
Two sundaes, but I want the chocolate sauce on top and I want it at the bottom if you can. I want the sauce between it. If you could do a layer in the middle as well, I'd have the chocolate as well. Thanks. You don't do the cookies anymore. The cookies, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. So I'd like to get that. Can I get also a fillet of fish? I'll get two McChickens. The McArabia. I like the McArabia.
Sir,
three of those?
Sir, we have the mini McArabia now. Would you like to try that?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Is that your all right, repeat the order, pretty.
Next window, please.
Virgin Radio, traffic and weather together. Traffic. Powered by McDonald's.
Oh, man. All right, on the roads, how are we looking? Oh, look, the traffic sponsored by McDonald's. It's all come together,
it's
people.
All come together. We got a 20-minute delay on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, 15 on Etihad Road as you go from Sharjah into Dubai.
Michelle, what's your delicacy? What do you want to do, Michelle?
Hello, how are you? Good morning, guys. See, I know it sounds disgusting, but can't you try the French fries, hot French fries? With the ice cream.
That's the best combo.
Combo. No, I think we're all doing that now. Yeah. French fries and the ice cream. I agree. I think that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the ice cream in the Big Mac. Try that.
Oh.
Play the music. Spirit of the Blues. Come on, mate. Yes. Yes.
I feel like I've been saved by the bell.
It does sound like
I'm at
saved
the max.
By the teacher's got the test. You know you're in a mess.
Yeah, you know?
If you haven't been following this journey because you don't care like me...
a lot of people don't care and they get that.
It is a football team that Rossi goes for, Everton. And they're in a league. Is it the Premier League, right?
Correct, yeah.
However, because they're just not good...
this season we weren't good.
There's a chance that if you don't win enough games, you'll be kicked out of the competition. And for the last sort of 2 months, there's been a high chance that they were going to get kicked out. But last night... they actually won, and now they're safe, and next season, they'll still be in the league. Mm. They're celebrating that they're not the worst team. Just get that right.
Yeah, correct.
They're not the worst team in the league. How was it last night, Rossi? You watched the game. You stayed up till 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Tell us.
It was just amazing, yeah. We went 2-0 down in the first half, and then we came back in the second half and scored 3 goals. I said a prayer at halftime. I was on my knees.
No, you were not.
Honestly, I was. And I think that worked. So, yeah.
Yeah, that worked.
That was great. But, you know, I'm not taking away from the original bet that we had, Chris.
Hold on. Before we get to that.
What?
They were 2-0 down.
Yeah, we were 2-0 down.
So you must have thought you were out. So when it was 2-0, you would have thought, we are getting regulated.
No.
Relegated.
All right, Warren
G. I say regulated because you can't be any geek off the street. No, you thought you were going to get relegated?
No, I didn't. At 2-0. I believed the whole time. I don't know why.
He said a prayer, Chris.
I said a prayer at halftime. I was on my knees.
Sadhguru, who we did yesterday, remember?
I think maybe it was, yeah, because he said just get the ball in the net, and that's what they did. It was amazing. Great result.
All right, so now you're safe, you're not being relegated, and yes, you and I had an external bet going on, didn't we?
Like a challenge, yeah.
Mm. And that was that Rossi... Can we stop this song, by the way?
Yeah, please, please, I can't.
No, shot so bright. Turn it down. Thank you. The deal was that I bought this scooter to help Rossi out. Yes, this scooter. I still don't have the scooter, by the way, guys. Like, we're on to month number 3. I've had to invest now 12,000 dirhams to get this scooter, roughly. I still don't have the scooter. However, the bet was that if Everton did not get relegated, that I would go on a scooter ride with his little scooter boys.
Oh, little scooter boys.
Yeah,
how
your little crew that you've got, your little gang that you've got, right? Have we got that? I think we've got that moment on the radio, right? We've got that here. This is about 3 months ago. Have a listen. You know what? Go to a Zoom, take a photo of yourself next to my Fade Fit snacks, put on your Instagram for me.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you get a lot of likes.
Really?
Yeah, I will. If Everton get relegated, you have to go to 10 Zooms and take the same photo and put on your Instagram. That's a good one.
It's a carousel?
It's just a carousel of you going a Zoom tour of my favorite snacks.
I go to Zoom every morning anyway.
And if Everton don't get relegated, I have to come on your scooter run with you guys.
I love this.
So that was the bet.
You said it.
That was the bet that if Everton got relegated, you'd have to go to the Zooms across the country and take photos with my Fade Fit snacks.
Yeah.
If they didn't get relegated, I have to go on this scooter run. And now I'm eating my words because I'm now going on this scooter ride. I'm going to do it.
When?
Yeah, we'll set a date.
I will only go when I have my scooter that I bought from you. I haven't got that.
Yeah,
you want to go on your scooter?
Of course.
Yeah, because he's going to be the line leader. Like, all of the guys are really excited that you're going to be coming. Have a listen. They've sent me some messages.
Hey, Chris, I won't be joining you because I don't have a Vespa yet. But join the guys. Super cool. You'll have lots of fun. Enjoy.
He's Australian. That's Tim. Australian.
Tim sounds nice.
He's a nice...
Guess what, Chris? Everton stayed in the top league. You know what that means? That means you are coming out with Dubai's Lambretta and Vespa Club. The lads can't wait to see you.
Lads.
Who's that?
That's Robin. What up, Robin?
Robin sounds nice.
He is nice.
Good morning, Chris. Big Rossi tells us you lost your bet that Everton would get relegated. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you soon out with the DVLC. And we'd also like to get a special mention out there to Scotland's number one team, the famous Glasgow Celtic, who won the league this season.
This guy.
Looking forward to seeing you soon, Chrissy boy.
John Houston, he's excited to see you, Chris.
Johnny, what did he call it? The DLVC?
DVLC, Dubai Vesper and Lambretta.
Oh, you've got
an acronym. Sure. Is that an acronym? Is that
acronym,
what we call it?
Yeah.
There's more messages here from the Vesper Lambretta crew here that Rossi's in.
What a day, Kevin.
They all sound the same. Everyone's like, hey, what a day.
Good old Rich.
What a day. Kevin here from the Dubai Vesper and Lambretta Club. So, you know, been some exciting days in my life, birth of the kids, marriage to the wife, got to say that. But waking up to the news that your mate Rossi's team stayed in the Premier League, which means that we now get the pleasure of the infamous, or famous, Chris Fade on that red scooter with the red Vespa, Lambretta, sorry, with the pink seat. It's coming out for a ride with us.
With the pink seat.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
See you soon.
The Lambretta that I ordered from Rossi is red, but for some reason it's got a pink seat, people. Last message here from one of Rossi's Vespa crews.
All right, Chris, get yourself a new Fred Perry shirt and some new ones and twos for the next ride out.
What's ones and twos?
Shoes.
I've got to buy a Fred Perry shirt because you all ride with your buttons done up and your little polo Fred Perry's.
Why are you being so patronising? I can't wait. This is going to be the best day ever. We'll have to find somewhere where we can do it.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
You said you were going to do it.
Yep, just go around the block a couple of times. That's what I want to do. I'm not going like on a huge ride.
Nah, you've got to go for a little bit, have a coffee, like do what Rossi does.
I can't believe Everton didn't get relegated. I really can't. I thought they were out.
Oh, this is going to be the best day ever.
When do I get my bike?
Well, yours is ready now. I'm just fixing mine up, adding some things to it, you know what I mean?
Make like it go, 75 mirrors?
Make it go faster. It's going to go really fast.
It needs to pull your weight.
Sorry?
That's why.
What?
It needs to pull your weight. Is that why you're trying to make it faster?
It needs to pull your weight. No, I'm just, you know, doing some...
What is going on here?
I'm doing some things. I'm getting it ready for...
Supercharging it?
Yeah.
It's going right.
to be great.
Well, I will stick to the bet, and I will go on a scooter ride with your, what do you call it? LVDC? What
DVLC.
Is it? LBGT? What?
What is it? The
best feel. I've got to play one more message.
Oh, my gosh. More
That sounds very promising news, doesn't it? Make sure he gets a nice big crush on it so he can tuck that little ponytail in. We don't want him getting it flicked in his eye, do we? Love you, mate.
There's a lot of resentment there, isn't
that guy?
I didn't understand.
Guy sounds like he's going to kill someone. He could kill me at the same time.
He's a lovely guy, Brad. Yeah.
Oh, is that Brad guy?
The one you had an argument with last time.
What did I have an argument with him about?
Well, no, he was sending voice notes to me when we played them on the radio, remember? But don't worry, you'll be safe with
is
me.
Is he part of the Vespa crew?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's he comes from like the East End of London.
He sounds like he's from one of those movies.
Well, his relatives were
movies.
His relatives were in Lockstock.
Yeah. So what are you doing here, lad? Yeah. You all right?
You'll be okay. Don't worry.
You don't want to mess with him.
You're with me, mate. Don't worry,
guys. I'm a Lebanese Australian. All right. Let me just tell you about us.
Okay.
You're the one. You got to watch out for us. All right, Lebos, Australians. If you're from Australia, you know what I'm talking about. All right.
But you're not wearing a tracksuit.
Don't need to wear a tracksuit, all right?
Why is your voice changing?
I know, he just, as soon as it said tracksuit, then he looked at me in an angry way.
7:58, it's Virgin Radio. Up next, checking your news headlines, all right?
That's right.
And if you've got a problem with that, you talk to me and my cousins.
Okay. Anyway, it's going to be fun. I'll get the scooter ready for you.
Hey, phone guy Eddie at home. His daughter and son now have COVID. He's at home. Surprised if he doesn't get it, he's got special blood.
Yeah. He does, yeah.
Because he's avoided the COVID for all this time, Eddie. Yeah. And, you know, we've all had it. Now his kids have got it and he's living in the same house. So if he doesn't get it, special blood. Special.
I think he's like, he's got like sort of OCD, right? So he doesn't touch his face a lot. I've never seen Eddie touch his face.
I have.
Have you?
Yep, many times.
Okay. It's getting weird, pretty.
You're the one that, like, tells... That was a weird comment that you said.
You made it weird there, though.
You said he doesn't touch his face. I have seen him touch his face many times. I've seen him scratch his eyes. So, did you just want me to lie?
I've never seen him touch his face.
You can't see him.
I see him all the time. I look at him. I can see him through where I sit. Anyway,
Nala, he's at home. Touch his face a lot, Nala. Nala.
He does.
He does. Okay.
Thanks, Nala.
It's just.
All right, listen, let's get to some real stuff next, okay? Manal Rostam, she's been on the show a few times. She's a good friend of the show. She's fantastic. She's an Egyptian leader, a warrior, a pioneer even. But what has she done now? She's gone and been the first female Egyptian woman to climb Everest. She went to the top, right?
She is phenomenal.
She didn't do just the base camp thing that a lot of us go out and do.
She went to the summit, correct?
The summit's the top, right? That's the top, like where you got no oxygen, people die doing it. She did it.
Oh, yeah.
She's so cool.
We're going to get her on Zoom. Is she still in Nepal?
Yeah, she's in Kathmandu.
Okay.
And she said she'll get on.
All right. Well, hopefully the Wi-Fi, she said, could be a little bit off touch and go, but we'll see how we go. We're going to get her live on Zoom next. Hang out with us. Good morning. She's an actual pioneer. She's been inspiring like men and women across the world for many, many years, especially women that wear hijabs, who she empowers them to feel, well, it's okay to wear one, and you don't have to be judged, and you should be accepted everywhere you go around the world. She's got a Facebook group, but she's also, she's super fit.
Yes.
She's super cool. We've had her on the show before, and she's done something that no female Egyptian woman has ever done. She climbed Everest.
Yay!
She climbed Mount Everest. Wow. Can you believe that?
She's just amazing.
Manal is with us right now. Hello!
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. I missed you guys so much. I miss your voice, Chris. I miss you, Rossi. I miss you, Pretty. I miss everybody.
Aww. We miss you too, Manal. Manal Rostam, honestly, one of the most amazing human beings. I think the biggest fan is my mother. My mum just loves you, Manal, honestly.
I love her more. Oh, my God. She's like a second mom to me. Aww. God bless you guys.
So how do you feel? You did it. Now, someone in your position that you love challenging yourself. I'm sure you've thought about climbing Mount Everest for years. I'm sure it sat in the back. You've probably questioned yourself. Could I do it? I'm not sure. Is it too hard? It's dangerous. You're now here back on planet Earth. At normal somewhat level, yeah. How does it feel to know that you, Manal, climbed Mount Everest?
Honestly, like, I'm still in disbelief. Like, a friend texted me last night and he's like, whatever you're doing, I just hope you know you've just climbed Everest. And I'm just like, did I really do that? Like, it just still feels surreal. I'm in complete shock, disbelief. It was the harshest thing I've ever done. I'm not going to call it hard because hard is not enough a word to describe this experience. But, you know, like seeing dead bodies, having to step all over them, you know, to get to where you need to, you know, on summit day was just like, you know, one of the most traumatic things I've ever experienced. And, you know, you're up there. It's 8,800 meters above sea level. The air is so thin. You can hardly breathe. And then there are dead bodies lying literally under your feet. I mean, someone had given me a heads up, you know, that there were going to be dead bodies, but I did not expect to cross over them, you know, to get to where you need to go. And
okay, let me do a trigger warning then there on that one, because I wasn't even expecting to hear that. So obviously, a lot of people say that they're going to Mount Everest, but they just do the what's the bottom area called, where you sort of, you're not really climbing Mount Everest. What is it?
Base camp. Yeah,
base camp. Yeah. And that's still a great feat in itself, right? Doing base camp. I don't think I could even do base camp. Now, you've actually gone to the top. You went to the top where, yes, people risk their lives doing it. Now, you say that there are human bodies, unfortunately, passed away. And these are people who have attempted to do what you just did, and that's climb Everest. Do they leave the bodies up there on purpose? Is it because it's too hard to bring down, or is it because it's sort of like a monument to be left there?
No. So basically the protocol in Nepal is that if anybody dies above a certain altitude, the bodies, it's just too difficult to bring down. Like the amount of energy and manpower that's required to bring the bodies down is just like insane. So the protocol is just to leave the bodies where they are. And the bodies just freeze So they don't decay or anything, and that's the harshest part about.
Of course.
They don't decay. They just stay there as they are.
Yeah. It's minus 20, minus 30 up there, you know, degrees centigrade. So
Manam, apart from the physical side of it, which I want to get to in a second, climbing Mount Everest, the mental side must have been so tough. And I think going past and seeing these bodies, were you at all really scared?
Oh, my God. So basically, you know, the first body that you see up there is at a point where there's this slanted rocky part and you're wearing something called crampons on your shoes to help you stick to ice. And if there's no ice and it's rocky, it's very slippery. So you have to get to that, you know, from one point to the other, passing over that dead body to get to the top. And you're literally about to fall, but you're holding on to ropes, you know. I just realized I was very brave. Like, this is a conclusion. I did not realize the amount of bravery and courage I had, because what are you going to do? You're going to turn back?
I mean,
you're at 8,000 meters. You know, you're almost there, literally. You're almost there. You're like at the top of the world. But, and there's a line of people behind you, right? What are you going
to do? The pressure.
I'm freaking out. Sorry, I'm having a moment. You can't have a moment. This is not like a sea level where you can just like go and have a moment, get a breather and come back and reattempt. You just got to move your feet. And that's just like one of the biggest lessons. It's like you got to do what you got to do to get to where you want to get to, you know, in the time given to you. Because otherwise you can't keep these people waiting, because they don't have patience for you. They don't know you. They're not going to be nice to you. You know,
Manal, how many days did it take?
I've been in Nepal for 2 months now, like over 2 months, because I did a little bit of training at 6,000 meter peaks. You know, I was seeing Chris's wedding, and I was like, oh my God, I missed Chris's wedding. I was so upset, like, you know, when I was like on top of all these like training peaks, you know.
Sorry, I know, I thought of you actually. I was like, oh man, I knew that you were there. Like, so what did you, were you there in Nepal because you wanted to acclimatize yourself? Like, is that what you're doing? Are you training before you make the big summit, go to the top?
So when I signed up with the company, basically they asked if I have any technical experience, and my technical experience is very limited. I mean, I live in Dubai. I'm a desert girl, right? What technical experience? You're going to go to Jebel Jais, right? That's as technical as it gets, right?
Yeah.
So they suggested that I come mid-March and do a few technical peaks. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm all in. And they're like, but that will mean that it's going to be very close to your Everest expedition. I said, that's fine. And I did two like technical peaks in Nepal. I did a peak called Pokhaldeh and Island Peak. They're quite technical. You got to like climb with ropes and jhumars and like rappelling and all these like technical, you know, like methods to climb mountains. And then started the expedition on April 5th and I summited on May 16th.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
That's unbelievable. We're proud of you. We know you. We've known you for many years. And Manal is just a beautiful human inside and out. Always so loving and so warm. And you've just done a great job. We're very, very proud of you. Honestly, this is something that no one can ever take away from you. All right. No one can ever take this achievement away. It was you and you on your own that did this. Did you want to thank any? Is there any sponsors or anyone that you want to thank? I want to give you that time, because I'm sure. Did you do this alone? Did you get help financially? Like, how did it all work?
Unfortunately, it was all like paid. Like I want to thank my dad, because my dad like paid for this. So, you know, I've been looking for sponsors for years, but I don't know. Like, I haven't been very successful to land sponsors, but I actually paid for this. My really. So I want to thank my friends and Instagram family, really, because honestly, like, I posted a video on May, the beginning of May. I was crying. Like, this is the first time I actually cry on social media.
Yep.
I just wanted to show people like how hard it was. And, you know, just in case I don't make it, I just wanted to tell people that it's not all like, you know, butterflies and, you know, just like standing on top of mountains and stuff, because I had summited a few peaks before Everest. And the amount of love I received, I mean, that video went viral. Like, out of all the videos I did, it was just like went viral, and people were so, so, so compassionate and loving and supportive. So, and I remembered every single word that everyone sent me. You know, I panicked at 8,600 meters. You know, you climb with oxygen, right?
Yeah.
So you have to wear a mask. And I, like, you know, because of my anxiety in general, like I felt like I was panicking at 8,600. And then my guide looked at me and he said, if you keep acting like this, I'm just going to turn you around. And he was just so firm. You know, and I was like, I'm just like not able to like, you know, collaborate with my mask. And he's like, stop acting like this. And then everything that everyone was telling me just came to my head. And I'm like, okay, man, I'll just breathe. Your anxiety is lying to you. You just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and just like keep doing it, you know? Gosh.
Good on you. She's an absolute champion. If you're not following her on Instagram, please do. I just want to read out something that you put up here as you were on there on top of Mount Everest on her Instagram. It says, a message to surviving hijab, which is a community that she has built herself. It says, the video has got cut off as the camera because we were in minus 20 degree weather. She says, this is to every hijabi girl who's been told that she couldn't, wouldn't, or shouldn't. Here's the girl next door from the top of the world showing you all what's possible. And that is unbelievable. What a great message to put out to the world, Manal. You are doing it, and you're doing it very, very, in the right way. And I just want to say from all of us here on the show and Virgin Radio and the country, and I'm sure you've made all the Egyptians proud as well, the first female Egyptian to ever climb Mount Everest, Manal A. Rostam. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Wow. So good. You hated the ocean,
but you're surfing. I complain going up the stairs at home. I could not do what Manal Rostam just did then. I think I would have a panic attack. I really would.
Yeah.
If I get pushed too hard sometimes, especially when I'm training even, like it makes me anxious sometimes.
Does it like out of breath?
When I'm out of breath too much, I'm like, am I all right? Am I going to be able to breathe? Like just being in that, like the oxygen is so thin.
Yeah.
Like, when I go scuba diving, I get a little bit of anxious under the water, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of like, you know, it's dangerous, but you can just come up.
Yeah. What do you do on a mountain?
Mount Everest. You can't. Exactly. You can't just come down.
Yeah. I know.
Like, you're up there.
It's a process.
And like, getting Manal on, you know, discussing about getting her on the show today, it was so, like, blasé what we were talking about. You know, Mount Everest. It was like, oh, yeah, she's done Mount Everest. But then she comes on and she explains everything that she's been through. It's just
unbelievable. Could you imagine walking up a mountain and seeing bodies next to you from people that were like her, that wanted to attempt this and wanted to do it.
And couldn't.
And then just passed away on the mountain.
And it still happens now, you know.
I just think of her father. Because if my daughter or my daughters came to me in 10 years' time and said, hey, Daddy, we're going to climb Everest, I don't, like, as much as I had no power, I'd say, no, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want them to do it. But they would go against me. Like, her father must have gone, that must have been terrifying as a parent.
Of course.
Great support from him, though.
Of course, yeah. Gosh, but what an amazing woman. What a phenomenal woman.
Manal, M-A-N-A-L, Manal Rostam. Go give her a little follow there. She's tremendous. She actually does personal, like, PT training here in the country. That's how she makes her money. Like, it's, you know, she's climbed Everest. You can get her as your PT.
Yeah, she'll tell you what to do.
Thanks for having us on every single morning. We do appreciate it. Thank you for just been with us over the years. Some of you have joined us, you know, a year ago. Some of you have been with us for 14 years. Yeah. We've been doing this show for so long, and you know, obviously the content that we put out is based on what we feel like you guys want to hear as well, and what we want. It's a bit of both, right? But right now I'm opening it up to you. You control the show. What do you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. Literally, what do you want to talk about? 0487155544. Whatever it is, let's go.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you want to talk about?
Is it all right to talk during movies, during watching a movie in the cinema? Is it all right?
Is it all right to talk during the movies? I love it. This is something great to talk about. Let's go ahead.
Sarah, it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. My husband, Jeff, and his sister, if we go to watch a movie together, these two just don't stop talking about the movie.
Oh my God.
I can't stand it.
Cool. Rossi?
Yeah, I hate it. Especially if someone's behind you and they're talking. It's so rude.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't like it. I don't mind a little bit of whispering like as the movie started. But I'll put my hand up as an Arab. I think us Arabs are pretty bad at it. I think we do talk a lot in movies. I really do. There's nothing more annoying. But I know that it is annoying, and I'd like to apologize. So,
it's like a reaction.
Well, I do more of like, hey, so what? Did you want something? Did you want something? Like that. I'm not like, but there are some people, right, Sarah, who are like, hey, what's going on? And you're like, dude, really?
Yeah. Can't take
it. What are your thoughts, Sarah? Are you a talker?
To be honest, no. I don't think you should get all dressed up, book a movie, go there, get your favorite popcorn, sit up with someone you want to enjoy the film with, and then people just start talking all around you. So if you wanted to talk, why not just watch it at home?
Yes.
Then? True. True.
Yes.
I like it. Thanks, Sarah. All right. What do you want to talk about? This is your show. We're asking you right now. Salim, what do you want to talk about?
Hi. I know you guys talked about this before. The prices of bottles of water in the restaurant.
Yeah. Don't get me started. I brought this up. This one hurts me. Yeah.
So much.
Prices of bottled water in restaurants. I 100% agree. It needs to stop.
There's gotta be a rule.
I went to a restaurant the other day. And it was a bit of a fancy one. I didn't ask for water. Yeah. They came around, would you like still or sparkling? And I went still, poured the still, Brianna, sparkling, other friend. We didn't ask for the water.
Right, right.
Each bottle of water was 37 dirhams, right?
Oh.
And we went through four bottles by the end of the dinner, right? Did 140 something dirhams just on water.
That's terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
Because it's some fancy special mana mana cinema terra water comes from the umps of the double filtered. I think we should have local water options at all restaurants.
I agree.
We do. I mean, with,
no, we don't.
No, not
no,
everywhere.
We don't. Not local. Not like an Elaine or a My Dubai or a, what else we got? Arwa.
Yeah.
Masafi. There's a bunch of local waters, which I feel like should be offered. So we can pay 5 dirhams for a big bottle. Have you got kids, Salim?
No.
Wait till you have kids, bro. Because kids just drink water like it's water.
What do you mean? They drink a lot of it.
Yeah, you're allowed to take your own water in for the kids. You are allowed.
Yeah, I'm not going to carry this whole bottle of water with me just because I know that I'm going to a restaurant.
That's what you do.
No.
That's what you do when you have kids. No. You've forgotten, basically.
Good topic there. Prices of water in restaurants. If you own a restaurant, I go to restaurants that give me free water a lot more often. If I know that restaurant gives you a free bottle of water because they just got a filtration system in their restaurant,
or even
I go there. But I go there because I go, get that water for free.
Or just a normal priced bottle would be acceptable.
Roger. Content of the show's over to you. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning.
Morning, mate.
Roger.
You got to talk, mate. What do you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about when you're getting out of a lift and somebody gets in before they let you out.
Come on, people. Lift etiquette. Yeah, the door's open. You can't even get out. They're already walking in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just going to hit you in the face with whatever they're wearing as perfume or whatnot.
Yeah.
Lift etiquette, people. Yes, it's true. Doors open. Allow the people to walk out before you walk in.
Yeah, you should be standing on either side of the door.
The content's over here. You guys want to talk about a lot. I like this.
Yeah.
Amira, what do you want to talk about?
People who don't use indicators on the road.
Oh. Yeah.
Why? Why do they do that?
No indicators on the roads. Do you feel like more people are using them these days, or is it the same as always been?
Trust me, in Sharjah, it's always have been no indicators whatsoever.
Why is that? Because it is frustrating. Like, again, back home in Oz, everyone's using your indicator.
Yeah, you have to.
But here it is, like, I feel like it's, I don't know, 30, 40% of us use the indicator. And I actually have found that some of the expats, like us that have flown in, after a certain time, we stop using our indicator. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know?
I have no idea. It's just so frustrating when you're in an intersection waiting for someone to cross. And then when they reach to you, they will just turn around. You feel like So silly.
Yeah, I hear you. People, use your indicators. Come on, do it. DG, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the aeroplane middle seat etiquette. Who gets the armrest, right? In the middle seat. Yeah.
Man,
is it the window seat? Is it the aisle seat guy? Who gets it?
I give the middle seat guy all of the options because
they're in the middle seat.
Like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I give middle seat guy both of them because I can use my aisle or I can use the window, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're rolling with?
Yeah, I do the same thing, but the problem is when you give the other guy all the options, his arm kind of falls in your seat, and I'm like, bro, I'm helping you out, but don't put your arm in my area.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that one. All right, I appreciate it, DG. Middle seat etiquette, think about it. We got a WhatsApp audio note here. Let's have a listen.
Morning, guys. I've always been curious as to how Pretty came over her fear of dogs and how she's reached the point where she is now with Duke. I think I've missed it on how she overcame that, so I've always been really curious.
What a great question. Yeah. How did you overcome? Was it getting hypnotized?
So on this show a few years ago, we got a hypnotherapist in, and it was to relieve a fear of some kind, and obviously the only one on the show is me with fears. So we tried it with cats, if you remember. She tried to get rid of my fear of cats.
Pretty was so scared of cats and dogs at
and
the time.
Animals in general. So we did one session on the show, and then I went for a private one-on-one with her as well.
This was
all to cure my fear of cats. No joke. Literally 2 days after that, I was fine with dogs. So I was okay to go up to dogs, pet them.
Hypnotism works.
Yeah, I guess I think inside I've always wanted a dog and I've always loved dogs.
Sure.
So it just cured that fear.
Awesome. Ibrahim, the content's over to you, brother. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing well, bro. What do you got?
But Chris, actually, you know, I want to talk something like 10 years back when I never come UAE, I was having the traditional things. And when I came UAE, I started learning, you know, how to deal with different nationalities, how to love different nationalities, never judge any person based on his religion, on his beliefs, on his culture. And the biggest proof about it that, you know, even now I get to marry for a lady from different religion, different country. I could do it. So UAE really like teach us a lot of things that have a value.
100%. This country is like no country in the world. You're exactly right. Religion, nationality, and guess what? It all just works. It really does.
Yep.
Hala, what do you want to talk about? Hala, show's over to you.
Thank you. When you're talking about something, you take on the discussion with a group of people, and someone in the middle jumps in, assumes what you're talking about, and takes over your conversation without any respect.
So it's talking amongst friends, you're saying, where you're talking about something maybe personal, and then they just hijack the conversation and try to take it to themselves.
Not only personal, even business, corporate, among a group of people.
Yeah,
just jump in and assume what you want to talk and take over.
Sociopath, possibly. Sociopath.
We all need to listen more. We all need to listen more.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I can hear that frustration in your voice, Hala.
Thank you.
She's feeling it. There it is. More of your content. I like this.
Yeah.
I took the dogs to the. I got two little dogs as well. Little Hercules and Coco. Little cute little things.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Good. They're always on the hunt for food. That's all they do.
They're
literally on the hunt for food.
But they're so tiny.
Oh, they're so cute, and they're pretty well trained. Except Coco, once a week, will do her business.
Yeah.
On the carpet in my TV room.
Why?
I don't. We've cleaned the carpet. We've taken it out. We've done everything. Don't know. She goes out. She gets taken out all the time, like four times a day, just to get out. And she just does it. It's like she knows. And it's in the line from where I walk from the kitchen to the lounge to watch my sports.
Mm.
She does it right in the line where I walk. So
she wants you to see it.
It's not that I see it pretty. I step in it. It's like once a week I'll just be walking about. Oh my gosh, Coco! And she's got like she's a cute dog. She's got
epilepsy.
Epilepsy. My dog's got epilepsy. The little one. So
they can get that from like trauma, can't they?
I don't know, but you can't get angry at her because if she gets scared, it can cause a fit. So I don't like, I, you know, usually I'll be like, why would you do that to Hercules when he does? Why would you do that? Hercules looks at me and runs off.
He knows he's in trouble.
He knows he's in trouble.
They are such.
She's just like,
oh.
I'm like, why did you do that?
You have like a heart to heart.
Anyone got any tips on that thing, how to get the dog to stop doing it right there in that same spot? But when I took him to the vet, I was just getting a general checkup. There's this thing going around. Just be wary of it. The vet told me this. Distemper.
Yeah.
I never heard of this. It's like a little, like a disease going around, a little viral thing that affects the gastro of the dogs and the respiratory of the dogs, and has been going around. So just be wary of your dogs. All right, if they're not feeling well or they feel a little bit off. He said that he's had 3 dogs in the last 24 hours get taken in.
Oh, no.
So just be wary of that, especially. It's very, it's supposedly contagious within the dogs. So if they're playing in the parks or they're doing all that.
Just be careful.
Just be very, very wary of it.
Look at that.
And don't worry, we can't get it. You know me.
Oh,
first question I ask my vet.
Is it?
Can I get it? No.
Is that really what you ask?
Of course. I want to know if I can get it. Isn't it weird that like we couldn't give dogs COVID?
Yeah.
Why did you not let Jeff see the dog?
Because it's advised not to.
Okay.
It's advised not to. And then it doesn't make sense if he's touching the dog with his COVID-y germs and then I'm touching the dog.
Pretty's husband, Jeff, had COVID, so she made sure that the dog didn't go anywhere near him. Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't know, if you was to go in a room where someone had COVID and you're coughing all over the dogs or whatever, or you're touching the dogs, you touch your nose, then you pat the dog, then the dog was to go to Pretty, who didn't have COVID, then she pats the dog. I'm guessing there's a high chance of you possibly getting it.
Well, you know, when I had COVID the first time, I am convinced that I gave my little cat COVID.
You did not give your cat COVID.
I don't think
COVID.
That's possible.
Are you sure? Because, like, I've never seen it sleep so much in my life. It was just sleeping for, like, all, like, 24 hours or something. And I was like, oh my God, I think I've given my, because it was just me and the cat in the house. Liz and the kids had gone back to the UK and I was there in the house. And I'm convinced that I gave my cat COVID.
Okay.
Honestly, it just slept the whole time.
Okay, it can spread from people to animals, but the risk is very low. Like, it's a very rare situation.
Yeah, I don't know about that. A few messages coming in. I'm supposed to throw that carpet out. There's no chance. That carpet will always have the stench of whatever. It feels comfortable doing it there, I'm being told. Throw the carpet out.
Uh-oh. Is it an expensive one?
Not really. I could throw it out.
Just get you're a meant
to,
one.
Like, do you pick up Coco and put her straight outside when she does that to teach her that that's where she's got to do it?
I usually pick her up. I show her what she's done.
No, I don't think you must do that.
No, I don't like put a nose or anything. I just go, don't do this. Don't do this.
If you catch,
and then I take her outside.
If you catch her in the act.
What do you mean? The other, didn't you see on my Instagram once? I'm watching TV. She walks into the room and does it in front of me. And I'm filming her going, I just casually literally just walked in and just sat there. I'm like, she's doing it right in front of me. Like,
so
she does
it as she's doing
it.
Oh,
it's gonna go everywhere.
No, but that's
it's gonna
the
go
way.
Everywhere.
That's the way.
Animals, people listening to this going, that's why I don't have any dogs or cats.
Probably.
Exactly why. It's Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us. Thanks for hanging out. Thank you, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. Good to have Pretty back in the studio.
Good to be here, back to normal.
Right. Next week on the show, we're loaded once again. Obviously, your pop quiz will return. Hopefully, get a few guests as well. Some superstars, possibly going to be joining us. Rossi's in a great mood because of the Everton win. He's happy.
Are
you going to sleep now?
No. No, it's on a Friday. It's 11:45 school pickup, so it's no time for sleep. Pretty
okay.
Got a lot of work to do after the show, planning for next week.
You got nothing. You're doing nothing.
I'm planning for next week.
What are you planning? Hey, Rossi tries to plan a show that we do, but then he's asleep throughout the entire thing that we do.
My job is done. I've planned the show.
That's all you do?
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, you do a good job. Good average job at it. Well done.
Well, we're doing well, so yeah.
Will I get my scooter next week? Will the scooter arrive next week? Will I get it like in my driveway? Will I be riding it?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could just wait until you have to ride it and then you can see it for the first time. It'll be funny because you won't know what you got to do and stuff.
Is this scooter, is it manual? Is it like...
Yeah, it's 4 gears.
Oh, so I have to gear it?
Yeah.
Really? Is it like a motorcycle?
Well, it's 200cc, so...
No, I'm saying the way that you ride it is like... I can ride a motorcycle. Like,
first gear down, and then second, third, fourth, up.
And where's my clutch?
Left hand. Back brake on the floor, on your foot. Accelerate on the right.
I just want to ride a motorcycle. It's so much
easier. It sounds really complicated.
All right, well, let's see what happens. One of us is going to hurt ourselves. Probably going to be me.
Yes.
From myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Please wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.